Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. Some residents in northwestern Alberta have been told to evacuate the area immediately due to the threat of wildfire. The order for residents of the Municipal District of Peace No. 135 came just after 7 p.m. local time on Tuesday. The evacuation order is for residents in the area of Township Road 830 south to Peace River and from Highway 684 east to Peace River. An evacuation alert was also put in place Tuesday night for a portion of the area that is west of Highway 684 and north of Township Road 830. The Municipal District of Peace has a population of more than 1,700 residents. Radio Canada has learned of a major setback for Ottawa's gun buyback program. The federal government had planned on using the mail system to collect all the assault-style weapons that it banned back in 2020. But sources say Canada Post has served notice it's not going to take part. Evan Dyer reports.
We are going to do everything to make sure they remain illegal and that people be fairly compensated for something they bought back when it was perfectly legal to do so.
It's been 4 years since the Trudeau government announced a mandatory buyback program for a large number of semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. He said the program is still on. But how gun owners across the country will turn their guns in has proven to be a more difficult problem than anticipated. And now Canada Post has told the government it doesn't want any part in the collection and shipping of the banned firearms. Canada Post has declined to comment, as has the union that represents postal workers. But sources told Radio Canada that the post office is worried about the safety of employees who would have to deal with owners who might be irate about having their property confiscated. One reason the government turned to Canada Post in the first place is because police chiefs have made it very clear they don't want to be involved. Evan Dyer, CBC News, Ottawa.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Saskatchewan residents will still get their carbon tax rebate checks, even though Premier Scott Moe has stopped collecting the tax.
The Canada carbon rebate checks going to families in Saskatchewan will not be impacted by the government of Saskatchewan's decision. We're going to continue to deliver the Canada carbon rebate to families right across Saskatchewan, despite the fact that Premier Moe is not sending that money to Ottawa right now.
Moe was among a number of premiers who had called on Ottawa not to proceed with the increase to the tax. The federal government went ahead as planned on April the 1st. The U.S. Senate easily passed the long-debated bill Tuesday night that will provide aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. In a 79-18 vote, the bill, which totals $95 billion, now goes to President Joe Biden, who's expected to sign it into law later on Wednesday. A new doping scandal in sports has surfaced just a few months before the Paris Olympics. It involves 23 swimmers from China and the use of potent performance-enhancing drugs ahead of the previous summer games. Sarah Levitt reports.
And here we go.
It was a race that had Canadians on the edge of their seats. The women's 4x200 freestyle relay final at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, featuring then 14-year-old swimming phenom Summer McIntosh.
China's gonna get the gold medal.
With China, the U.S., and Australia just ahead of them, the Canadian women missed out on a medal. But now those results and others are being called into question. Investigations by German broadcaster ARD and the New York Times have revealed 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for the same banned substance 7 months before Tokyo. The athletes were cleared by top Chinese officials who say they returned to the hotel 2 months later and found traces of the drug in the kitchen. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, chose not to intervene. It also didn't report the incident. Chinese officials say the reporting is false. Sarah Levitt, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.